This is Fire Shut Up In My Bones, bringing to the world the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message entitled, The Criminal Got Saved. The Criminal Got Saved. Turn into your Bibles to Luke chapter 23. Luke 23, starting in verse 39. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. So this was the crucifixion. They had two thieves on the cross and Jesus in the middle. As a matter of fact, in those cultures back then, the person that has done the most crime was hanged on a tree on a cross in the middle. Now Jesus was innocent, but he was dying on the cross for the world's sins. So our sin was placed upon him. Commonly among men is the belief that one must live a good life before being allowed to get saved. The phrase, I'm not a good person and I cannot get saved, is a huge misconception of what it takes to get saved. According to the Bible, we read in Luke 23:39-43, how one of the malefactors, by the way, malefactor means criminal or a thief, who hung on the cross next to Jesus, believed on the Son of God. Understand that up until the death of the malefactor, he spent his previous time using his life to be a criminal or a thief. The malefactor did not have time to clean his life up, for his death sentence was being executed at that very moment. Notice how the malefactor rebukes the other criminal for blaspheming God. So in 39, it says, And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. Save thyself and us. And this is what he says. So the other malefactor rebukes the other criminal for blaspheming God by saying, Dost not thou fear God? The malefactor recognized that Jesus was not just a man, but God in the flesh. The malefactor's faith had made him whole, like how it says in Mark 5:34. His faith is like Abraham's faith. Let me read this over. The malefactor's faith had made him whole, which is like Abraham, whose faith in God counted for his righteousness. The Bible says in Genesis 15:6, and he believed in the Lord, and he counted to him for righteousness. If the malefactor did not believe that Jesus is God, he would have died in his sins. The Bible says in John 8:24, I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Jesus is God. John 10:30. Jesus says, I and the Father are one. The malefactor confessed his sin by saying, And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. That's in Luke 23:41. So he's saying, hey, look, he's telling the other criminal, we are being crucified because we're criminals. We deserve this. So he's admitting his sin. The step to salvation is admitting we are sinners. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. Sins take us to hell. For the wages of sin is death. Okay, but the gift of God is eternal life. which is, yeah, so the next step to salvation is admitting we are sinners, which is what the malefactor did. The malefactor knew that being a good person doesn't take him home to heaven, and then applied faith in Jesus, who is sinless. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith," that's believing, "and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man shall boast." The malefactor could not, nor had the time to be good. By the way, Isaiah 64:6 says, "Your righteousness is as filthy rags." That means the best you could do is still not good enough in the sight of the Lord. That's why it says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The malefactor could not, nor had the time to be good enough to get saved, and therefore believed, which is faith, in God. The malefactor asked Jesus to be saved. The Bible says in Luke 23:42, "And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." The Bible says in Romans 10:13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Notice that the malefactor, the criminal, called Jesus Lord. "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." The malefactor now simply asks Jesus to be taken to heaven. The reason is that Jesus is the only way to heaven. There is no other way. John 14:6 says, "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus now accepts the request of the malefactor and says in Luke 23:43, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Understand that Jesus wants everyone in heaven and died for every sins of the malefactor. The Bible says in Isaiah 53:6, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him," that's Jesus, "the iniquity of us all." Jesus Christ died for the sins of the world, including the malefactor's sins and our sins. The Bible says in 2 Peter 3:9, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to us word, and not willing that any should perish, but that should come to repentance." After the death of the malefactor, he could be placed in paradise to be later taken up to heaven. That's also called, so at this particular time, this will be considered Abraham's bosom. Okay. After Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, whoever does get saved, they go straight to heaven now. Okay, so that's another lesson for another time. So you can see that in Ephesians 4, 8 through 10, where Jesus releases these guys that got saved prior to the crucifixion of Jesus, releases them from paradise and brings them to heaven. Now, when a believer today dies, he goes straight to heaven. My question for you is, do you still think you're not good enough to go to heaven? If Christ died for a criminal, for a thief, don't you think he died for you too? John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever," that means anyone, "believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Christ died for sinners, criminals, murderers, all those sorts of people. John 1:29, "The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." God wishes for you to be saved. My question is, are you going to accept him today? All you have to do is realize you're a sinner. For all I've sinned and come short of the glory of God. Realize that sin has a price, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." That means the payback for your sin, the wages, is hell, eternal separation from God. But you don't have to go there. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Bible says, as I just mentioned, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Will you call upon the name of the Lord today? Bow your head and close your eyes and pray this prayer. Dear Lord, I know I'm a sinner, and I know that my sins will take me to hell. But Jesus, I know that you will take me to heaven. Please take me to heaven when I die. Forgive me of my sins. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.